I'm Tracy Seifers. I am registrar here at Shepherd University, and I'm chapter coordinator for Team River Runner Shepherd, which is a local chapter of a national organization, Team River Runner. Usually we're serving veterans who are in recovery from combat, and we support their recovery by teaching them therapeutic and recreational kayaking. But this winter we have begun to partner with our own academic departments here at Shepherd and a local service organization called EPIC, Eastern Panhandle Indigo Children, to teach children on the autism spectrum and their families how to enjoy the water in kayaks. And so this is one of those training sessions tonight. The children on the autism spectrum have particular needs in terms of processing time, breaking down processes, kind of time to acquire a skill and incorporate it internally. Veterans are very familiar with that process, both in terms of their military training. They're very stepwise in progressing a skill or a technique in their military work, but also in recovery programs. They're very methodical in kind of assessing, here's what I did in kayaking, and now how does that affect me in my recovery? So they've been in this mode of breaking down a process, understanding it, teaching it to someone else, and that is a very good and effective way of helping these autistic kids learn. And so the partnership is a very natural one, and it's very satisfying. My veteran volunteers have been so excited to do this ever since we kind of floated the idea, no pun intended, because many of them have children on the autism spectrum in their own families. It's not uncommon anymore, and so they just see this as, I've received from this community so much that's helped me. Now it's my turn to give back. So it's a win-win, win-win, win.
Bonnie Prater, president and founder of Eastern Panhandle Indigo Children, which is a 501c3 nonprofit for families on the autism spectrum.
Your organization has started a new program with Shepherd's Team River Runner. Explain what it is.
Basically, the children are in a environmentally safe environment where they can learn how to kayak. They're taught step by step how to get in the boat and how to do the strokes, and it's very therapeutic for them. And again, the key is the safe environment and controlled atmosphere.
Your kids have done this once already, is
correct.
That correct? So
yeah.
How did it go?
It was awesome. It was a very good experience. We'd come back and do it again, and they learned so much. They were excited about it. They're still talking about it, and they're not very verbal. They're limited in their speech. It was definitely impactful.
Why do you think this sort of thing is good for children who have the condition that they have?
For one thing, it seems like all the kids that are on the autism spectrum kind of gravitate towards water, and I think that's just because of the healing properties that water can have for people with sensory disorders, and it definitely is something that is recreational, so they get exercise with it. They can enhance their balance and their mobility. There's all kinds of benefits, it seems like. So it's exciting for us because it's a new opportunity.
What's your hope for the program?
I'm hoping that we'll be able to get more kids in the water and more families, because any time a family can do a recreational something together, it really brings them closer. Sometimes the siblings that are not on the spectrum can't relate, but when you bring in an activity that everybody can do, it kind of binds them.